All right, Coach, we just had a commitment, and we got some size on the interior. We're starting early with Kenny Baker. I'm excited. We're going to look at his rankings real quick. Top 300 player in the country, top 200 player nationally. That's a big deal. And I think he's 19 at defensive line, but we're going to talk about his measurables and then most importantly his fit. We're also going to watch a little bit of tape. So first things first, let's get into it. All right. I think he's standing right now at 6'2", from Eric's article, 6'2", 320 pounds. He also stated really good measurables too, compared him to a LSU five-star, 34-inch arms. He was good in the 40, the shuttle, the vertical, the broad jump. And then you're going to see on this tape here, he's got a lot of power. Yeah. He can hold against the double team. He can penetrate too if you try to go one-on-one. And you also see too, he has a lot of good traits that he'll he'll chase down ball trackers too. So he's not just, you know, three steps and if it doesn't work, he quits type of thing.
Yeah, I love it. First of all, thing I love is his pad level. Like, he stays low. I know he's a lot bigger than most of the people he goes against, but he has great pad level, has a quick burst off the ball, man. And he has a motor. Like, he chases the ball from behind, which I love. You cannot overemphasize that. You know, big guy who gives it his all each and every play, right? And how he'll fit at Texas, you know, he'll be that guy to hold the point of attack, man. He's just a big, he's a big get. And the way Texas plays their defense line and rotate, everybody has their situation where they come in and play. If it's a short yardage, goal line, kind of like a Bill Nord and all that, I think this guy fits that mold perfectly.
Always like a Louisiana kid too, out of Monroe. And you'll see throughout the tape, he plays a little fullback there too. And then there's a couple things where he's out on the edge. So he does a lot for his high school. And whenever you have a good athlete, you want to see that the coaches are finding every way to employ him situationally, and they're able to do that. Okay, so – who did it come down to? Who were the finalists here for the young man?
It was Purdue and Texas. No, he had a ton of offers, but it came down to Purdue and Texas. Purdue, just because of relationships, they offered him, that staff offered him at UNLV when he was a freshman. So that was his first offer, has some familiarity there. And then, you know, it came down to Texas. And the fact that I see him playing kind of a similar role that, you know, at Texas, or Purdue was pushing that, right? Which is a zero tech, one tech, a guy who could eat up space and take on double teams. And so they run like a true 3-3-5, three high safety look, right? So the three linemen have to eat space up front. And so I love the fact that, you know, that staff was going after him at that position. Then I love the fact what he could be at Texas, man. So, yeah, it just came down to those two schools.
So you're running a three-man front. He's a space eater. We're using all our buzzwords. What does that mean?
Space eater is the guy who he's going to take two offensive linemen to block him, right? To try to push him off the ball, he's going to protect the linebacker so they can roam free, or the edge guys, or the three tech who's next to him, so they can kind of roam free and make plays, right? He's going to command such a presence up front that you have to try to move him out of his space or his gap, right, so that you can get to the second level and block guys. But you're not going to be able to do it quite often against him, and he does a great job holding his point of attack. You really want moving. He really stays low coming off the ball. He anchors really, really well, right? So he's really going to eat up space, eat up blocks, and let everybody else around the team get all the stats, right? He's a guy, you won't mention his name much, but he's going to do a job that's, you know, most people don't want to do, right? Most people want the stats. They want the glory. But the position he plays lets everybody else get stats around it.
Those guys
get paid a lot of money in the NFL, though.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, he's the one that when Anthony Hill's stat line looks crazy, you can thank a third of that on him. And we just saw some fullback there, too. So he's size at 320. What do you think he gets up to ultimately?
I mean, looking at his body frame, I mean, I think he gets stronger. I think he can stay at that weight, but maybe, you know, take the body fat down. I don't know how much bigger Texas would want to give him. He looks almost like he's filled out, even as a, you know, he has a year of high school left. Maybe you keep him around that weight. That's his plan, weight 320. He could slim down, but I don't know if you want him maybe 330 max. I wouldn't see him at 340. I wouldn't say he would carry that much weight, but maybe 330 at his heaviest playing weight. Who knows?
Yeah. But he's also got good movement here. You know, he's chasing guys down in the perimeter, and he has some good, if you try to block him one-on-one or you don't get off the snap quick enough, he penetrates too.
Definitely. Yeah. Good luck with that. Blocking him one-on-one. It won't work out well for you. I promise you that.
Yeah. Looking a little bit at the ankle flexion, not super great. That's always a key. We want to see, like, how much can your foot touch the ground, you know, that's going to help you generate power. But, and we're continuing our little trend of Louisiana guys. But before we talk ultimately about Big Fit, when we're also going to talk Kenny Baker. But before we're able to do that, let's hear a word from Andre the Lawyer.
This video is brought to you by Andre the Lawyer. If you're injured, trust the team that secured millions for their clients and helped thousands of Texans with their injury case. Car wrecks, slip and falls, 18-wheeler accidents, on-the-job injuries, and wrongful deaths. Don't let insurance tell you what your claim is worth. Hire Andre the Lawyer to fight for you. Principal office is in Dallas, but they serve Texans throughout the state. So don't wait and call Andre the Lawyer today at 214-444-8808. That's 214-444-8808. The contact information is in the description.
Thank you, LC. Y'all make sure to holler at Andre the Lawyer if you need something.
Definitely.
Okay. So we know there's big space eater, right? Not actually Tavondre Sweat's position, but Tavondre Sweat's build, right, is what you're kind of talking there. So he's going to be able to take on double teams, all that important stuff, anchor in the run game, and then, like we said, penetrate later.
Right.
What's most exciting, and I think we're excited for it inside Texas, is we've had this really frustrating period, not just from Sark era, but forever, not living up to our defensive tackle classes, not getting enough guys, right, and then also not getting guys soon enough in the cycle. So we'll end up getting them late, something like that. But it seems like we're always down a number, or there were years where we didn't even get any. So Kenny Baker, that's been his tall task at hand. And getting Berryman this early is also important. So let's talk about Kenny Baker, his role, and then what is he looking to do? He's starting fast, but hopefully he can keep this momentum going so we're not waiting in December being like, we still need three defensive tackles, you know?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Kenny Baker. Like, he's on a recruiting trail really after. He's identifying guys early, getting them evaluated, and then he's recruiting, right? It's really, really key to find the guys that you actually like to recruit. And, man, he has his hand on a number of guys and talking to a number of defensive linemen that's out there. But, yeah, Coach Kenny Baker, man, he's off to a fast start building early. You know, the one thing about, you know, this recruiting class, he could take three or four, combine it with the last class, but they did a good job in the portal too, right? They're taking guys who have multiple years left. So that room is really getting stacked with guys with multiple years for the next maybe 2 or 3 years. And so you keep stacking the class, maybe three or four each class, man, I think you really, really have something. And he's doing a really, really great job of building that room out. So, yeah, shout out to Kenny Baker, man. He's doing his thing up. Yeah, you should definitely be happy the way that guy's turned around the room as far as when it comes to recruiting.
Flood has a type. Have we been able to read into any type of Kenny Baker yet, or is it way too early?
Honestly, I wouldn't say they all look alike. They all got the mentality, got that dog mentality. If you look at it, it's almost like that bull in China shop type of defensive tackle who really just gets after strong. You know, a guy who grew up on eating rabbits and cornbread. They all got a look, right? But as far as that mentality, but you know, he's looking at tall guys, super tall guys. He's looking at guys who wouldn't normally be, you know, most people's radar, maybe barely 6'6", 6'1", right? I think he's just looking for a guy who can come in and do a job. Everybody has a specific job that they do on a defense line for him. As you go back and look at last year, everybody served their purpose and served their role. I think he's just looking for a guy who can really just get after it.
Sure. All right. Any other important kind of DT targets we should keep in mind during the visits, but also going in for the rest of the cycle?
Yeah, definitely. Corey Wells out of Peddle, Mississippi. Another guy. Now, this is a guy I talked about. He's 6'5", 305. You're talking about a big guy, gigantic, but he has a quick, tremendous first step, man. Another Mississippi Southeast guy, I mean, trying to get out of Mississippi. He was on an official visit this weekend. Heard he's having had a really, really good visit. So I actually have an article coming out about him in his interview, but man, that's another guy you should really keep your eye on, man. This guy's tremendous. He's a guy who usually goes to Ole Miss or goes to Alabama, you know, that they go and take, and they're like, man, why didn't we recruit this guy? That's what Corey Wells is. And then another guy we kind of wrote about this past week, a week and a half, is Vodney Cleveland, who's also building a strong relationship with Coach Kenny Baker. I know Justin was able to go by and see him, I want to say, two weeks ago, yeah, out in Mississippi. So another Mississippi target. But, man, it's something about those Mississippi guys, right? They just come out hungry. They got the hunger. They got the passion. They got everything you look for when it comes to the trenches. And so, yeah, Coach Kenny Baker is definitely on the trail.
Good stuff, man. All right. And then also our wonderful Joe Cook got a quick interview with Dylan at the airport. Joe's in TMZ mode, man. You got to hang out at the airport and get stuff done. Yeah. So let's hear a quick word from Berryman.
I was going to do like a little thing, so I'm in a youth frat group called Theta Mu Omegas. So I did chopper style dance to one of my things. And then after that, I said, I'm going to play Big Ace the Plug, Texas. He did it like that.
Awesome. I know last summer, you know, when you got the offer, you said Coach Baker was kind of like a father figure to you. Talk about your relationship with him and what made him kind of stand out to you.
Man, Coach Baker, you just got to meet Coach Baker. He's a real, he a real person. Like, that's my, that's like my dog.
Yeah. For real. Coach Clark, too, did you get to know him pretty well from Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, y'all. That's an exciting addition to the class. And, of course, Inside Texas is your spot for all the recruiting. These official visits are crazy and a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to even more coverage because things are starting to heat up. Y'all enjoy the rest of your weekend and later.